This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Students are arriving at school in Uvalde, Texas this morning for the first time since a gunman shot and killed 19 children and two teachers there. At Uvalde Elementary, they're walking past 8-foot-tall metal fencing. A state trooper stands guard outside the entrance. State troopers are parked on every corner outside the school. The AP's Julie Walker.
Hesitation and concern in the community where new fencing around Uvalde's public schools is still not finished, nor are the installation of new security cameras or locks. Also, there's a new heavy police patrol, but many families don't trust that after the widespread failures by law enforcement. So far, more than 100 families signed up for virtual school, while others put their kids in private schools. As for Robb Elementary School, where an 18-year-old with an AR-15-style rifle killed those children in the fourth-grade classrooms, there will never be classes there again. I'm Julie Walker.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is offering his support as his successor takes over in London, Liz Truss.
Liz Truss is the new British Prime Minister after being appointed by the Queen at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. Truss has become Britain's new PM, replacing Boris Johnson in the post. The former Foreign Secretary immediately needs to confront a major task ahead, curbing soaring prices.
The AP's Charles de Ledesma in London. We're learning that the man charged with kidnapping a Tennessee woman jogging near the University of Memphis last week spent 20 years behind bars for a previous kidnapping. The woman who disappeared last week, Eliza Fletcher, has not been found. Police say a body has been found in a Memphis neighborhood, but the identity of that person and the cause of death is unconfirmed. That dangerous heat wave is continuing in California. Triple-digit temperatures. This is AP News. President Biden is appealing to swing state union members as the midterm elections approach. The AP's Norman Hall.
Appearing at park grounds in Milwaukee, President Joe Biden asked union members for their support. The president said the middle class built America and unions built the middle class. Later in the day, he flew to West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, outside Pittsburgh, and went after what he called MAGA Republicans.
This new group headed by the former president, the former defeated president, we found ourselves in a situation where we were either going to look forward or look backwards.
Labor Day traditionally starts a political busy season where campaigns scramble to excite voters about Election Day. I'm Norman Hall.
Chicago is asking the public for volunteers and donations to help immigrants being bused to the city from Texas. 50 immigrants arrived Sunday in Chicago after a bus with 75 immigrants days earlier. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.